from KQED.
Now, whether or not you enjoy eating them, you have to admit that persimmons are pretty awesome to look at. And the exotic-looking orange fruit has a special history going back more than 100 years, when Japanese farmers first settled in California. It's not so easy to maintain that tradition, given the way farming has changed over the years, but there are still a handful of families hanging on to the old ways. The California Report's Rachel Miro profiles one of them.
Oto Orchard sits on 20 sunny acres in Granite Bay, tucked in what is now a suburb east of Sacramento. Tosh Kuratomi leads a pack of preschoolers on an orchard tour. He tells the pint-sized visitors that of the 9 varieties of persimmon his family grows here, his favorite are the maru, or chocolate persimmons. Kuratomi reaches into one likely-looking tree to grab a round fruit the size of a tangerine.
You see how the skin is? Okay, and you see how it's starting to get brown? So this nice orange fruit is starting to show brown, almost like bruises, but that's the flesh inside is brown. If anyone wants to take a bite.
Oh, that's, you guys, that's to die for. It is so delicious.
And with that enthusiastic endorsement from group leader Debbie Doss of Folsom American River Montessori, everybody's hands are out for a sample.
It's called chocolate persimmon. Because the inside is brown.
Mama, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
The maru is as delicious as Debbie Doss says it is, juicy and sweet without being cloying. Now, most of us are familiar with two kinds of persimmon, the apple-sized crunchy fuyu and the bulbous hachiya, best enjoyed when it's so ripe it's gooey. The maru are treasured in Japan, but they never took off commercially here because the fruit doesn't always ripen all the way through.
If it's yellow, eat the brown part, okay? Because the yellow part will make your mouth feel funny.
Okay.
Growing unusual persnickety fruit is not a recipe for financial success. Oto Orchard lost money last year. Even in good years, they make about 10 grand. Kuratomi and his wife, Chris, can afford to farm because they're retired with pensions from Sacramento Unified.
Maybe we didn't make a $40,000 or $50,000 salary, but we did make it pay for itself. And we said since we had retirement, then that was our main goal.
Their children also work other jobs when they're not helping out at the orchard because their retirement funds will make it possible for them to keep the tradition going when Tosh and Chris can't. The grandkids help out on the weekend. Even Helen, Chris's 96-year-old mother, helps, stringing up hachiya persimmons to dry while her beagle Mocha keeps watch. Later, the persimmons will be massaged to draw out the sugar once a week for 4 or 5 weeks. The process is painstaking, and the result is somewhat of an acquired taste for Americans.
Well, we say, well, it's like a date, but actually it doesn't taste like a date. It's really different.
It's estimated only half a dozen farms in California still make what's called hoshigaki. Helen's father purchased this land back in 1911. When you consider that Japanese families across California were kicked off their land and sent to internment camps in World War II, it's no small feat this orchard is still standing. Helen's family worked while they were interns so they could keep up with the property taxes on the farm.
We hang in there. We figure the trees will hang in there. I guess a lot of it is tradition. When your family does something and has a business, you kind of hate to see it go away.
Judging from the bustle in the farm's shop, local fruit lovers want the orchard to stick around, too. Chris Kuratomi works the register. When asked how she cooks with persimmons, she says there's no need to fuss with what Mother Nature made perfect.
I just eat them out of hand. That's the best way.
Word has gotten out about Oto, thanks in part to people like David Karp, the farmer's market writer for the Los Angeles Times. Karp canvassed the state a few years back on a quest for unusual persimmon varieties, like the chocolate. He visited Japanese family farms from San Diego County to the Sierra foothills. A trip to Oto Orchard was inevitable.
And Tosh Kuratomi greeted me at the door and he said, "I always knew you'd find your way here someday."
If you're within striking distance of Sacramento, the farm shop is open 6 days a week. But don't wait too long. The persimmon season only lasts through December. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Miro in Granite Bay.
Chris Oto Kuratomi has given us her recipe for persimmon date bars. Look for the link at californiareport.org.